joining us in the studio to talk about it. Ann Lown from the Food Pantry Board, and a new initiative taken on by the Food Pantry this summer in cooperation with the Food Bank of South Central Michigan.
The Fresh Food Initiative is off and running. The pantry changed the format a little bit. Instead of being just one day, you can get your Fresh Food Initiative food at the pantry on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you can come any of the 3 days. Yesterday, all-time high at the pantry, 349 families came and got food at the pantry.
Wow.
It is amazing. And by the way, we need volunteers. So if you've got an hour, you've got a couple of hours, please stop down at the pantry, fill out a volunteer application, see Marie, take a tour, see the good things that we do in our community. But the Fresh Food Initiative is a wonderful, wonderful program, brings in more food for the pantry, and allows people to have the opportunity to have a healthier diet.
Mm-hmm. Fresh food and vegetables that in some cases is extra from grocery stores. In some cases, actually, growers growing specifically to give to the Food Bank of South Central Michigan, which then was looking for a way to distribute it. Used to do a one-day-a-week distribution here in Branch County, now doing it over the 3 days at the food pantry. It seemed to work out pretty well so far.
And we want to remember to thank our great friends at Master Nardi's. They're still giving us fresh tomatoes every week. So if you need food, come to the pantry. We have food. We have fresh vegetables. Our community garden is growing. People out in the community that have their own gardens are starting to donate their surplus. And if you have surplus, please drop it off at the pantry. We can definitely provide more food to our hungry participants.
Yeah, they talked about volunteers, and really you're looking for volunteers in every shape, size, and capacity.
Absolutely. We need people who will stock shelves. We need people who will maybe go and pick some of these things up that are donated to us. We need people that are clerical people. We need people behind the counter. If you don't want to be out in front, be in the back. We have jobs for everyone. And if your family wants to come, you know, summertime's a great time. Bring your family.
Okay. All right. So what else is happening with the food pantry these days?
Buffalo Wild Wings contest is coming up July 24th from 6 to 9 at the Coldwater Buffalo Wild Wings. Our friends from Honor Credit Union, PNC, Flagstar, Monarch Community Bank, Southern Michigan Bank and Trust, Chemical Bank, and United Educational Credit Union are going to have a wings eating contest. So come down, stop at your favorite financial institution, get a coupon, 10% off that time. That money will go to the pantry. Last year, I think that they raised about $3,000 for the pantry.
Wow.
Great fun. There's a traveling trophy. So go to your financial institution, see when that trophy is in their bank.
Truly doing, putting their money where their mouth is.
They truly are. Yeah. They truly are.
Now, do we know who's, I don't remember who the winner was last year. I know we were talking about Jamie Smoker, probably was one of the odds-on favorites because he'd been training for it.
Southern Michigan Bank and Trust won because of points.
Okay.
Because if you eat so many wings and they're really, really hot, you get more points than if you just eat mild wings. The overall points winner was Southern Michigan. The bank that ate the most wings was Monarch.
Okay.
Okay, so we have kind of a two-way winner's bracket.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's great fun. Please join us having some good times at Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's on the 24th.
That's on the 24th.
Okay.
We have a logo contest at NES. Go to our Facebook page. You can download the application or go to the public library. They've got the application. Feeding Branch County logo. We need somebody to create one. So do that for us. Voting will be at the fair, Branch County 4-H Fair. We'll have a table, a booth there.
Okay.
PS Food Mart. Bum, ba-da, bum, bum. Mm-hmm. $6,000 donation. In addition to what the local PS Food Mart does for us, it's a great gift. It was just a marvelous gift for us to receive.
Folk Oil does this in all of their locations around Michigan and Ohio. And, mm-hmm. So they what $66,000 total to donate to food pantries mm-hmm. around the area. So.
Yeah. Marvelous gift, marvelous people. And I'm just going to throw a little teaser out there. Just keep listening to us because we're going to have a hog roast, scavenger hunt, silent auction with the Coldwater Eagles this summer. So
okay.
Keep listening.
Looking forward to it. Thanks. Ann Lown from the Branch Area Food Pantry Board with us this morning.